Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and relationships, and codifications, and so on and so forth in that regard. so you can have a healthy quality relationship with him and with one another and with strangers, meaning different nations, because we need to know everything about anything as far as relationships are concerned, especially our relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. It is a cornerstone of everything. It's a cornerstone of family, friends, nations, and so on and so forth. So it's imperative that we get these and get them right, okay? But before we get into our studies, Cottrell and I, who is another one of the lead students out of New York City, before we get started, you know, I like to make comments on contemporary subject matters. The balance is off the Richter scale in these United States of America. Yes, they're off the Richter scale. And because there is nothing that they're doing about it. Let's be honest about it. There's no gun policy mandated to govern universal background checks. They are making weapons by the millions. And this is a violent country. And because of such, people do violent things. It goes without saying, and it is to be expected. And there your so-called leaders in Congress who are not leading. And to make mention of leadership, some of you that go in for this so-called voting and for others that who are concerned about gun violence, and for others who are concerned about infrastructure, and among other things, it seems like the fate of these United States of America lies in the hands of a fool, Joe Manchin. He wants to talk about, can we just all get along? While the Republicans are doing what they're doing, and they're damn good at doing it too. They will cut your throat in a minute. And this guy, this fool, talking about can we all get along and not act like he know what the filibuster was created for in the first place. The filibuster was created and is doing exactly what it was created to do, to help universal white race supremacists to maintain control, even if they are in their minority. And so this Joe Manchin of Virginia, talking about he want to keep the Senate like it was. What is he saying to you, really? What he's actually saying to you, if you missed it, I want to keep the minority of people in charge of the majority, which are the universal white race supremacists. That's what I want to do. Can we just all get along? At the expense of who? Joe Smoking Joe Manchin. The fate of the Western Hemisphere lies in the hands of a fool. And one more thing. Fool's book is talking about letting Donald J. Trump get back on Fool's book in about 2023. Now, imagine if that guy was Cottrell or Yum Suf. And Cottrell and Yum Suf, we incited a riot into insurrection. Do you think Fool's Book would let Cottrell and Yum Suf get back on Fool's Book? They'll burn it down first. All right. Let me get my brother and friend off from New York City. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless your family also.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate it too.
I think he got the fools mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Donald Trump is the biggest fool, but they won't allow him on Fool's Book.
Oh,
they
no.
know he a fool.
Yeah, they know he a fool. They won't even allow him on Fool's Book.
And you know that Joe Manchin is a Republican undercover Democrat, right?
Yeah, slick undercover Republican. That's all he is.
And his district in West Virginia is all Republican. And he managed to become the first Democratic senator in Republican West Virginia. So that's why he takes the stance that he takes. Not necessarily that he's a Republican, but he's down with that universal white racist supremacy.
Truth be told. You know, he's an Italian. You know, I call them Romans.
Yeah.
So what
they probably call themselves Romans.
Yeah, what did they tell you?
Oh, it says a lot if you know about the history of the Romans.
Yeah, and they ain't looking out for you and I best interests. You better believe it.
But yeah, the violence, man. That's why you got to pray for protection from Yah every day.
You have to.
You could be in the mall. You could be in a movie theater, breaking out from this cabin fever. And the
right.
people that's out here that have lost their mind.
Ain't they dope, Cartrell? Ain't they dope?
Did you see that shootout at that concert? It took them guys like less than 10 seconds to shoot 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 10 seconds. They was out of their car and back in their car and gone.
And you know what, Katya, a third one has died today, I believe.
A young lady, yeah.
Yeah, has died. I mean, just, man, you, like you said, Katya, you can't just enjoy yourself. You can't go to a movie. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go to a concert. You can't go walking the dog. You can't do nothing. Okay?
Yes, you can. All you got to do is say your prayer and walk the path of righteousness. You ain't got to fear nothing. Yah will protect you.
Well, yeah, okay.
You know what I know. Huh?
Yeah, that's the key component right there, Kajira.
Oh, yeah.
If you
can't walk through life and
right.
fear, man. You can't.
No. But, yeah, right. If you don't have Yah, ain't no sense you walking your dog. Ain't no sense you going to no concert. Ain't no sense you going to no restaurant. Ain't no sense you doing them because they're going to get up with you. But you got to have the key component. You got to have the X factor. If you don't have the X factor, you're going to get X'd out. Okay. Well, Cartrell, if you're done with your comments, brother, I certainly am, and we're ready to get started and get these key components together, okay?
Yes, sir. I can do that.
Okay, brother. Fellow students, turn to chapter 21, 1 Kings. Now, we're still on the storyline of Elijah the prophet, King Ahab of Israel, and Queen Jezebel, a Phoenician woman. The following events occurred sometime afterwards. Naboth, the Jezreelite, owned a vineyard. This is low down, what they going to do to this man. This is so low down, but you will see. On a vineyard in Jezreel, adjoining the palace of King Ahab of Samaria. King Ahab said to Naboth, give me your vineyard so that I may have it as a vegetable garden, since it's right next to my palace. I will give you a better vineyard in exchange, or if you prefer, I will pay you the price in money. But Naboth replied, no. Yah forbid that I should give up to you what I have inherited. This is an inheritance through my family. This is a family heirloom. I've inherited this from my father. No, I can't do it like that. King Ahab.
He's
going
to pass it down to his son, which is the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. And King Ahab went home dispirited, like a little child in a tantrum, and sullen. because of the answer that Naboth the Jezreelite had given him. A whole lot of us like that contrast today. Can't get their way to go into a tantrum. Then they kill up one another. They fight with one another. They argue, name called and whatnot. Just like this King Ahab. A lot of them among us too, contrary truth be told. I'm going to keep it real. That's why it's called real talk. I will not give up to you what I've inherited from my fathers, man. This an inheritance. This from all the way down, man. Come on. First quarter, from the beginning to the end. He laid down in his bed and turned away like a child in a tantrum. And he would not eat, just like a spoiled brat. His wife, Jezebel, the Phoenician, came to him and asked him, why are you so down and out? Why are you dispirited that you won't eat? So he told her, I spoke to Naboth, the Jezreelite, and proposed to him, sell me your vineyard for money. Or if you prefer, I'll give you another vineyard in exchange. But he answered, I will not give my vineyard to you. And he didn't left out the part talking about it's an inheritance. He just cleaned it up. He didn't say nothing about the man saying it's an inheritance. His wife Jezebel, the Phoenician, Phoenician, now it's time for you to show yourself a king over yourself. You gotta run over folk. That's what she's saying. Ride and eat something and be cheerful. I will get the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, for you. So she wrote letters in King Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent letters to the elders and the nobles who lived in the same town with Naboth. In the letters, she wrote as follows. Proclaim a fast and seat Naboth at the front of the assembly and seat two scoundrels, liars, opposite him. Let them testify against him. Tell a lie. Oh, we good for doing that too, Katria. We're lying on one another quick. But lie ain't nothing for us to tell on one another, Cartier. You know, the apple don't fall from the tree, students. And we lie on one another, unfortunately, because we don't understand the dynamics and the components of having a quality relationship with Yah. And if you ain't got that kind of relationship with Yah, you a lie on a brother or sister. Matter of fact, you a lie on yourself, truth be told. You have
how many of our brothers and sisters are behind bars because somebody lied on them?
Oh, come on now, Contra. Lying none for us to tell on one another. Let's keep it real now. We'll lie on one another. We'll lie on ourselves. We'll lie to each other. Come on now. That's what we're good at doing, lying. The apple don't fall from the tree, Contra. And they made an accusation. You have reviled Yah in the king. Then take him out and stone him to death. His townsmen, the elders, and the nobles who lived in his town did as Jezebel instructed them. Just as was written in the letter she had sent them. They went along with the lie. They proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth at the front of the assembly. When the two scoundrels, liars, came and sat opposite him, the scoundrels lied and testified against Naboth publicly as follows. Naboth has reviled Yah and the king. Then they took him outside the town and stoned him to death. Word was sent to Queen Jezebel, the Phoenician. Naboth has been stoned to death. As soon as Queen Jezebel, the Phoenician, heard that Naboth had been stoned to death, she said to King Ahab, the Israelite, go and take possession of the vineyard, which Naboth, the Jezreelite, refused to sell you for money. For Naboth is no longer alive. The matter is closed, so she thought. He is dead. See, you can't do nothing and the dog won't come to the light because y'all see everything. When King Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, King Ahab set out for the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession of it. When the word of Yah came to Elijah to Tishbite, I got some information. I want you to take care of some business for you. Go down and confront King Ahab of Israel, who resides in Samaria. He is now at Naboth's vineyard. He has gone down there to take possession of it. Say to him, what I'm finna tell you, thus said Yah, would you murder and take possession? thus said Yah. In the very place where dogs lapped up Naboth's blood, the dogs will lap up your blood too. Karma, poetic justice, you're going to reap what you sow. King Ahab said to Elijah, so you have found me, my enemy. Because, you know, good folks and evil folks, that's automatic. That's automatic. You evil, you enemies, whether or not you know it or not. Some of you good folks out there and thinking that wicked folk your friend, you only lying to yourselves and to each other. And King Ahab pointed this out to your error in your thinking. Don't think just because you on your team and they on the opposite team that y'all friends. No, you ain't. Y'all ain't friends. And King Ahab pointed this out to y'all that foolishly think such a thing. And he said, would you, and King Ahab said to Elijah, so you found me out, my enemy? Yes, and Elijah didn't take issue with it. He knew they was on opposite side of the coin. He knew they were on opposite side of the fence. He didn't say, I ain't your enemy. He said, yes, I found you, he replied, because you have committed yourself to doing what is evil in the sight of Yah. That's what you got to tell folk. If you think they're on the side of your side, because they committed themselves to doing what is evil in the sight of Yah. It ain't personal. We're enemies because y'all decided to do what's evil of Yah. It ain't personal. As Elijah the prophet pointed out, he said, I will bring disaster upon you and I will make a clean sweep of you. I will cut off from Israel every male belonging to King Ahab, born and free. I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, son of Nebat, like the house of Baasha, son of Ahijah, because of the provocation you have caused by leading Israel to sin. You've set the example, and they're following after you. And Yah has said, and Yah also spoken concerning Jezebel, the queen, the Phoenician. The dogs should devour Jezebel in the field. They're going to eat her up. And of Jezreel, all King Ahab's line who die in the town shall be devoured by dogs. All who die in the open country shall be devoured by the birds of the sky. Indeed, there was never anyone like King Ahab who committed himself to doing what was displeasing to Yah at the instigation of his wife, Queen Jezebel the Phoenician. He was instigated by her. That's why you got to make sure you have a good woman. You got a bad woman, she can instigate you to do something you ain't got no business. And on the other side of the coin, if you got a bad man, they can instigate you to do something you know you ain't got no business. That's why it's always good to pick somebody of your own kind. Picking folk ain't your own kind to get your behind ate up, literally and figuratively. He has acted more abominably, straying after the fetishes, just like the Amorite. I mean, this guy was a total pervert, whom Yah had dispossessed before the Israelites. When King Ahab heard these words, he rent his clothes and put sackcloth on his body. He fasted and lay in sackcloth and walked out subdued. Yah put him in his place. Then the words of Yah came to Elijah the Tisbite. Have you seen how King Ahab have humbled himself before me? Yeah, because he hath humbled himself before me. I would not bring the disaster in his lifetime. I see what he done, and I accept it. He shown outward sign of mortification of his acts. He seems to be trying to clear him up. I like that. And because of such, I ain't going to do to him in his lifetime. But it's going to get done nevertheless. I will bring the disaster upon his house in his son's lifetime. And y'all do. I mean, let me tell y'all something here. Y'all do take lamentation, mortification, for what you've done, signs of outward humility and sorrow. But even that being said, y'all accepting that as signs of your humbleness and mortification, and lamentation for your wrongdoing. That does not suggest, imply, and infer that you're going to get a pass. He may forgive you. You ain't going to get no pass. Okay? He may forgive you. He may have mercy on you. But your actions, by your actions, you're not going to get a pass by virtue of your actions. God, you are my dear brother and friend. What say you?
The Most High is merciful because he keeps trying to give King Ahab a chance to get it right. And every opportunity that he gets, he seems to blow it.
Exactly.
So this time we see him being, you know, humble, because the destiny that is set for him, the judgment that's set upon him, doesn't look too good. So anybody would repent at that moment in time. But is he really repenting, or is he going to be led by his wife? Because he saw what Elijah the prophet did, and that should have convinced him, you know, to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the God that Jezebel, his wife, was following. But never trust a big butt and a smile. She got him wrapped up.
Yep. That girl is part of it. Well, like you're saying, Katra, and I have to concur with you. The fact of the matter is this. You said he showed some signs, outward signs of humility, but there was not a continuation of the process. There was not a turning away from doing what he was doing. He continued to do what he was doing. The fetishists, the following the fetishes of the Amorites, being instigated by his Phoenician wife, Queen Jezebel. But the only thing Yah didn't do in this regard was get him during his lifetime. He got that. But I suspect that if he had showed some, he'd have still got that. Blood must be called for. But nevertheless, I think if he had showed some, a continuation process of turning to Yah and changing his word, the outcome would have been much more better for him than the outcome which is about to come. Some things would have changed, but not all things would have changed. And some things would have improved for him, and some things wouldn't have improved for him because of the turning away and turning to Yah and changing his ways. What say you, Katria?
When they say that love is blind, that's a real statement, because how could you see Elijah the prophet as your enemy?
Right.
It's like, oh, you found me, oh, my enemy. What are you talking about? Elijah's not your enemy.
I ain't being able to tell you the truth, but that's the only thing you got to do to be folks' enemies, Katria. Tell them the truth.
Yeah, people don't want to hear the truth. That's the sad part.
Yeah.
People don't want to hear the truth. Would you say?
We got a lot of enemies. Yeah. We got a lot of enemies, Cottrell. Just because we tell them what y'all said. I mean, come on now. You don't know. Some of them came on the show sometime and confronted you.
Yeah. Well, we can see in this chapter that people love lies more than they love the truth. They was willing to go along with Jezebel's lie, real quick, fast, and hurry, just to take this brother's land. No, you're not supposed to take a brother's land. No.
But she said,
if he don't
do
give it to you, or he sell it to you, you're going to kill him and take it anyway.
That's cold.
So you know, you got blood on your hand. You got to pay for that blood.
You got to pay for that.
And anybody that conspired with him, they're going to pay for it too.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Better make sure your hands are clean and stop conspiring with wicked folk that can't handle the truth. Some folk, just like Cartier said, you can't handle the truth. Just like in that movie, Few Good Men. You want the truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. And some folk can't, Cartier. They can't handle the truth. They'll come and search us down. We ain't searching them now. They'll come search us down on Real Talk. Try to confront us, try to argue, fuss, and fight with us and stuff like that. But we don't do that. We just keep it simple and just tell y'all word and get out the way. That's all we do, okay? The truth will defend itself. We don't need to defend the truth, contrary. The truth defends itself. Y'all don't need us to defend him. You know, I like that time that fella came on that time and he was talking to you. But he ain't come back no more. And he was telling you, You gotta what did he tell you? You gotta convert folks or something like that. You said that ain't my job to convert them. I like that. I use that myself, Cartel. I like that. Ain't my job to convert them. You know, when y'all turn their heart backwards, ain't nothing I can do to turn them forward. And you're certainly right, Cartier. You were certainly right. Ain't nothing we can
just
do.
Like Elijah mm-hmm. and all the rest of the prophets we've read already. All they do is bring the message to the people. You
right.
can't force the message down their throat and make them do
right.
it.
Right. You sure right, Cartier.
All you can do is bring in a message. And we see
right.
a lot of times the messengers of Most High, they got beat up, thrown in dungeons. Cut in half, we saw. People
right.
cannot stand the truth.
They can't handle the truth. And so
right.
for them to search us out and to argue, fuss, and fight with us sometime, that's a mild form. We can handle that. Ain't no biggie. But we're not going to search them out. Mm-hmm.
You know why they love Donald Trump?
What's that, Gardner? Why is that?
Because he feeds them tons of lies.
Right. Well, not only Donald Trump, a lot of folks. A love
no.
by a lot of people because they feed
they were
them.
They taking account on the amount of lies that Donald Trump tells every day.
Right.
And it was incredible. It was like, damn, he tells at least a certain amount of lies every day.
And they think that's supposed to be an attribute of a man of Yah. I saw some religious women on TV, and they were praying and, like those folks at Mount Carmel. And they were doing the hopping dance, look like, for Donald Trump. They told Donald Trump, you're going to get back in there. The Lord told me. They were doing the hopping dance. But that, just like it didn't work out for those prophets on Mount Carmel, it didn't work out for Donald Trump either, Cartier. That hopping dance, talking about he going to get in, get back in.
And hey, he might. This is America, man. You don't know what these people are capable of.
Exactly. Well, you're
like
right,
Nazi Cartier. Germany, man. Huh?
I don't put it past him. I mean, they got a whole lot of folks are descendants of them folk from Nazi Germany. And if it wasn't for America and one for British, ignoring what Hitler were doing, that would have never occurred. So you got a lot of descendants of those people that's in this nation that ignore.
Armed to the teeth, brother.
Right.
Armed to the teeth.
And armed to the teeth. And they don't like what's going on in them. They don't like the American way in America. They don't like this thinking democracy, they call it. They want a fascist. They want a man like Adolf Hitler. They want Donald Trump to be the next Adolf Hitler. And so I wouldn't put it past what they're doing, Cartier. And fellow listeners, you should neither. You shouldn't put it past what these people are capable of doing. Okay? All right.
Yeah.
Cartier, if you've done my brother and friend, I'm done. And we'll continue right on in our study session.
I want to say that these people are very crafty.
Exactly.
They would make the Japanese your enemy 1 year, and then they're your friend. They'll make the Germans mm-hmm. your enemy 1 year, now they're your friend. They'll make the Russians your enemy, now they're your friend.
Right.
That's how they do. Control
That's
people's minds and thoughts. And fall for the okey-doke.
Yep.
They shouldn't be fighting their war that they fight against other nations. We fight a war with them internally. They're killing
exactly.
our people in the streets every day. And we
exactly.
fight a war for this country.
And be quick, the first one to sign up. When I didn't know no better, I was one of the first ones to sign up at 17 years old, because I didn't know any
yeah.
better. When you
That's
don't know
I'm
any
saying.
Better. Right, right.
Young minds, young brothers.
Young brothers.
They should be taught early who they are, what they represent in the world. Otherwise, there's tons of brothers like you out there, 17 years old, 18 years old, don't know what to do themselves, and they'll
right.
join Uncle Sam.
Right.
To be all
and
they can be in Uncle Sam's army.
Yeah, all you could be in a body bag. All praises to the Most High that I wasn't.
What okay. they call it? Cannon
fodder. Gun fodder.
Cannon fodder.
Cannon or gun fodder. Right.
Yeah.
Well, these people don't know how to carry on. Yeah, they had won a war, actually, truth be told, since Vietnam. They lost Vietnam and everything else they've lost. They hadn't subdued or changed anything, and the outcome of Iraq hadn't subdued or changed anything, and the outcome of Afghanistan. They did anything. You just went over there and killed a whole bunch of people, and you got a whole bunch of people killed. But you hadn't changed, and then you go over there singing a democracy song, and you don't even try to uphold it and protect it here. You got congressmen on Capitol Hill that don't even want to put forth a investigation. They want to know the who, what, when, where, and how. And then they want to, they look like the biggest hypocrites in the world. And you can't go singing that song to other nations. You need democracy. That's the best thing in the world for you. You got to have it. And they looking at you. Oh, hell to the no. You ain't no better than nobody else. You just a whole bunch of bigoted people just exercising power on Capitol Hill. But you ain't no worse than an individual fascist that runs the country, as in the case of Adolf Hitler, and so on and so forth. Mussolini, Saddam, I don't know what they did to the poor brother in Libya. I don't know what he was doing wrong. Well, I do have Gaddafi. I don't know why they
because he was changing the currency to gold off the American dollar.
Uh-huh. So he had to go.
All of Africa.
Yeah, he was trying to get them all to unify under the gold currency. And so that was a no. And that's why I tell folks, universal white race supremacy runs everything. I don't care if they have a president in Zaire. I don't have they got a government in Libya. I don't care if they got a president in Egypt. For all truth and all purposes, they're nothing but provincial governors. Provincial governors that are controlled by the system. Okay?
What is their strategy? They divide and conquer. So you mentioned Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan. America lost to half of Vietnam. America lost to half of Korea. You need to talk about the whole nation.
But the Vietnam, they unified. They reunified.
But while what was going on, the northern country was busting America, the northern half of Vietnam, not the south, but the north was busting America. Like North Korea.
Right.
They divided North Korea and South Korea. You divided people as family. Uncles and cousins and aunts and grandfathers and grandmas. You could go in somebody's country, making one side democracy and the other side communism.
And, the governors that govern other countries, as long as it's a just government, doesn't have to be democracy. As long as it's a just government that exercises governmental structures fairly. But everybody ain't got to be America. And what has America done in its Western Hemisphere with democracy if it's so fair, if it's so just? And they're willing to throw it all away because of a lie. Come on now.
And why are they always willing to change the rules of the game so that makes what they call your vote harder to vote? It don't count anyway because you got to go through the Electoral College and they vote the way they want to vote. So, I mean, I study political science and they really have the American people in captivity.
Right.
Literally.
All of us can be told.
Yep. It ain't just us.
Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you, to keep me captive, you got to be captive too. In order to keep me in the prison, you got to be a prison guard, and you got to be in the prison with me, okay? In order to keep me in the situation I am, it does not improve the situation you in. You got a few dollars and whatnot. You may have a little plot they didn't give you outside the prison yard, but you ain't no better off than I am. To keep me in prison, you got to be in prison too, okay? It doesn't improve your life all that much. Because if that was the case, why are so many white people on drugs? If that was the case, why are so many white people killing themselves and each other? If that was the case, why are so many white people need food stamps? If things were so improved for them. I mean, you got these elites that have been in charge of this country for for eons, years, just like George Washington. And they made things better for themselves at the expense of others and using us as a ploy. Oh, yeah, y'all better watch those colors. Yeah, they are danger to you. I know you ain't got much, but we're going to give you a little something because you know you're better than that. Remember I told you that story that time that I heard? And it's true. That's how they think. That's how they program these people, these white people, some of these. And I feel sorry for them. And this, it was, the time an affluent couple of four, I got on an elevator, and there was a homeless woman riding alone in the elevator with them. She didn't have much, and she looked like she didn't have much. But they wouldn't put their nose down at her. They were just having a couple's conversation about, you know, the goings-on of the day and their financial things and whatnot. And, you know, they were talking among themselves, a couple of four. And they spoke to her when they got on, how you doing and whatnot. Then they got into a conversation with themselves. And like I said, they wasn't trying to insult her or belittle her, but she felt some sort of way about that. Seeing them in their fineries and seeing them with their intelligence and seeing them with their friendship with one another, it activated something in her, just like it activates something in some white people in this country. The envy, the hatred and animosity is activated because they're programmed in order to do so. So when the elevator came to a stop, she breaks into that conversation, you know, and she said, at least I'm better than y'all. What the hell? They didn't know what the hell she was talking about. They said, huh? They looking at each other, looking at her, huh? Excuse me? At least I'm better than y'all. You heard me. And got off the elevator. Well, you know, when you're miseducated and when you're programmed such as we are and they are, those are things to be expected. They think that no matter who they are and what status in life they are, they're better than us. And that's why she pointed that out to them. And so, yeah, you have to be in prison along with us to keep us in prison. And I don't care if you're Michael Jordan. I don't care if you're LeBron James. I don't care if you're Halle Berry. I don't care if you're Diana Ross. The way they look at you, I don't care what you got. I'm better than you by virtue of my skin hue. Because the system said so. If that ain't insanity, bro, a sister, I don't know what it is. And we're programmed to accept it. We're programmed to accept it. And to go along with the madness. So we're all mad together. Truth be told. Patrick, I was going to do the last chapter. So this is a lengthy chapter. I'm going to forego it to Monday. I'm going to do the last chapter of Kings Monday. And we're going to continue on in our studies with a Psalms from our King, King Dawood. Okay?
All right. No doubt. But I did want to say there's an element of truth to what she was saying, because how come Bill Cosby is in jail and Donald Trump and Harvey Weinstein and all the other dudes that are accused of raping women?
Right.
They're not in jail. Bill Cosby's in jail.
From what I was heard, Cottrell and fellow students, one of the reasons why Brother Bill Cosby is in jail is because of the fact he would have went up for parole, but because of his refusal to take a sex something class, you know, when you're convicted for a sexual violation, you got to take these classes. And so deep in his heart, he feels, I'm 80-something years old, I ain't violating nobody. I just got convicted, so I'm not taking any classes, you know. And so that's why
he go back out in public and rape somebody.
Yeah, at 80-something years old. But come on,
he's
man.
He's really in jail because he was going to buy NBC TV. That's why he's in jail.
Exactly. Cold-blooded, man. Cold-blooded. He would have went up for parole. And they've let people out much younger than Brother Bill Cosby due to COVID-19. But they certainly didn't let him out. And he was a risk at that age with COVID-19. But they didn't give a damn about Bill Cosby. And they don't give a damn about you. I don't care how much money you got.
They let Paul Manafort out.
Yeah.
And that other dude
right.
that
exactly.
is like a penguin.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the lady's right. They are better in their mind and in their action.
Right.
But are they really better?
Well, under the system of universal right, race supremacy, they are. But truth be told, they're not. Okay? If they didn't have that system in play, well, things would be quite different. But because that's a universal system, those things are in play, and it's be expected, those mindset, because you've been on jobs, Cottrell. I've been on jobs. There's some students. And if you're white, and if you are Asian, listening, you know I'm telling the truth. You know I ain't lying. You could be on the job, and you could have all the education in the world on that job. You could be the lead person on that job. But you're going to have one of them, because of that foolishness in their mind, could always try to tell you what to do. Want to be to take charge, want to take a charge of everything, and they don't have the years, they don't have the knowledge of, and Katya, he know what I'm talking about. And fellow students, you're not lying to yourself. You know what I'm talking about. You've been on jobs like that. You've been in situations like that, where you've been a lead on these jobs because of your experience and your education, and you got a little Buffy, and you got a little Bucky. And they come along, first day on the job, they won't tell some folks something. You know I ain't lying. I ain't trying to lie on them people, but I'm going to keep it real now. They'll be the first day on the job, won't tell you what to do. No, I ain't lying. So, yeah, it goes without saying for that woman, that homeless woman on the elevator to speak to us, because that's the way they feel. That's the way they've been miseducated. That's the way they have been programmed, socially engineered, and conditioned. And we have been socially engineered and conditioned to accept it, okay? Without question. And that's why they don't like the things are going in this nation. They don't like it. As Cartrell pointed out, now they want to change the rules in the middle of a game. You told us play by these rules. We played by these rules. You didn't like the outcome. Now you got to change the whole rule. Now you want to throw over democracy. Oh, hell with democracy. Oh, hell no. But you loved it long as you controlled it and the outcome to your expectation. But when the outcome changed from your expectation, from your control, you don't want it anymore. You want to raid the Capitol. You want to change these laws in every state. Come on, man. Who you fooling? You ain't fooling nobody but yourself. You certainly ain't fooling us. And you're certainly not fooling other nations. So don't go to these other nations with that lie on your tongue talking about we trying to help you get democracy. Because you don't love it your damn self, okay? Go ahead, Cartrell.
All they got to ask is how y'all treating the African-American. The Asian-American.
They already
know. The Mexican-American. How y'all treating us? Democracy.
They already know.
Yeah.
They already know, Cartrell.
We should know. I mean, all these lies and promises that these politicians come around with during the election cycles, and they never live up to their word, do they?
No, they don't, Cartrell.
And we begging, we running after the carrot. It's like the greyhound races. We run after the rabbit, but they never catch it. And we chasing the rabbit.
Hey, no, Cartrell.
Huh?
We like that wolf and the road runner, ain't it?
That's even worse.
The road runner can run through the wall and get out. As soon as you run to the wall, you get hit. You hit the wall. Beep, beep. Oh, it's true. It worked for the road runner, but it ain't going to work for us. All right. The cat, was it a coyote contract? It's a coyote, ain't it? The coyote.
Coyote.
Yeah. Oh, it's true.
But we're dealing with some serpents, man. We're dealing with straight demons.
What you say?
Classy people.
what you said.
They keep calling us black. They went back to calling us black. They didn't even call us African American no more. And that's so disrespectful. So disrespectful. And our people don't even realize it. Well, black people, white people, they don't call themselves white. They call themselves Russian, Chinese, I mean Asian. And they call them Irish, Italian, French, German, Portuguese, Dutch, French. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they white, but they know who they are. We say black. We just blanket anybody that look like us.
And that's
black.
And that's it.
No, but there's Nigerians, Ethiopians, Ghanaians, Moroccans, Egyptians. They know who they are. We don't know who we are. We just say black, Negro, colored, African American. What's that?
Right.
So every time they call you black, that's an insult and a slap in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime somebody used that term, black people, whether it be in the news, newspaper, or somebody in a conversation, politicians, whenever you hear that, you should be repulsed.
I agree with you.
That's not who you are.
You're getting no argument from me. I mean, you can call me by my family house. You can call me by my family tribe. You can call me by my family nature. But you stole all that. So, I mean, just call me. A woman said on Facebook, if you're not going to go along with that name, you could be non-something. That's okay, but just call me non-grata, person non-grata. I said, just call me that, okay? But don't call me no color and descriptive of who I am, okay? Don't call me a color that doesn't even define me. I'm more so ruddy brown, like King Dawg. I'm much more ruddy brown, dark brown. So don't be calling me no descriptive color that does not even define me. So if you can't call me by my family's name, which I don't even know, lost that, you stole that. You can't call me by my tribal name, which is stole that. But I know my national name. You can call me by that. But all that other stuff, don't be calling me no black. I'm not black, okay? That does not describe me, who I am, my family, my nation. If you ain't gonna call me by my national name, you can't call me by my heretical house name, because you stole that. Can't call me by my tribal name. You stole that right along with it. So the only thing I got left is the national name. You can't call me by that. But all that descriptive of black, I'm not black, okay? That does not even describe me. That's a lie. That's a misnomer. And don't be calling me that. I find it as an insult to a cartrail.
Yeah. We the only people on the planet, right? Black and white. They don't call Asian people yellow people.
No.
They don't call people from South America red people. They don't call Indians from India black people. Right?
Yeah, well.
It's only black and white. Other people don't describe themselves as far as color is concerned.
No, and it never was meant to be that way. It never was that way in the beginning. It was never supposed to do that way until they brought into the system of universal white race supremacy. And that system was designed to put them on top and everybody else on the bottom. And it's a good damn system, too, because it's so good, it's been in play for a long time. And a lot of people said, well, I ain't got to get rid of nothing. I didn't put it in play. Y'all got to get rid of it. If you want to be got rid of, it's been gone. What you mean, we? We ain't got it in place. So we can't do anything. If the creator don't get it out the way, there's two options. Now, either they can eradicate it and knock it down because they know it ain't right. Or y'all going to knock it down, eradicate it because he know it ain't right. Now, they got two options here. But now asking Yum Soup and Cartier to do it, hey, man, that's nonsense. I mean, Yum Soup and Cartier didn't build it up. So we're not in a position to tear it down. And so that's why our brothers and sisters in this country needs to realize that. You didn't build up this system. Vote as you may, march as you may, protest as you may. You're not going to tear this system down by those things. Because they're going to keep changing the rules, keep changing the game, and keep lying to themselves and each other. And we're going to keep lying to ourselves and each other. And we're all in this prison together. Nobody going nowhere quick, fast, in a hurry. And this violence that is in this country is affecting everybody in this country. We're all in this prison together, not only in this Western Hemisphere, but universally speaking. We're all in this together. Either y'all going to get rid of it, if they don't get rid of it, or they eradicate it. Ain't no Yom Suf, you got the heifers. Katria, you got the heifers. Aviyah, you got Aviyah, Yom Suf, and Katria didn't put it in place. So Aviyah, Yom Suf, and Katria can't tear it down. Okay? Because you keep changing the rules. All right, Katria.
I'm going to read a little definition of what they say black is.
Okay.
In the early Middle Ages, black was commonly associated with darkness and evil. In medieval painting, the devil was usually depicted as having human form, but with wings and black skin or hair.
It's delirious. What you mean back in the day? It's delirious. What you mean, Cadrell? Because I saw a little thing on television, Cadrell. You know that old test they had back in the day where they had the dolls, a little black doll and a little white doll. And they said, what was the better doll? What was a good doll? What was the bad doll? And even our children picked the little
white doll.
Yeah, that was a good dog. And then they did a recent study. What's his name? The white fellow with the blonde hair. The white gay fellow on CNN. What's his name? He did another
Anderson
thing.
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah, Anderson Cooper, yeah. Anderson did one 10 years ago. And even when they did that in the 50s, and here 10 years, that was true in 2010, Anderson Cooper did the very same thing, different level, and the outcome was the same. That shows how programmed and conditioned we are. That not only that the condition and program was that in the 50s, but even in the 2000s, our mindsets are still programming and condition to see us as the bad or evil, and to see white skin as angel food cake and just goody two shoes, when in fact there's evil and good among all nations and is not regulated to a skin hue. But we've been so programmed in this Western Hemisphere that we buy it. That's why I said we all in this prison together. Truth be told,
there is not one African nation on earth, except South Africa, that has a nuclear bomb. Most European nations got nuclear bombs.
Exactly.
And a nuclear bomb could blow up the planet. So
I'm not lying, Katriel. I'm not lying when I speak about universal white race supremacy. I'm not lying.
But at least in their minds, they believe with their calculations they could blow up the planet.
Right.
But there is a creator who's not going to allow them to destroy his creation.
No. Mm-mm. And
but it's
and
real.
Then
talking about program, our minds are programmed. But what do we watch?
Right.
We watch TV programs,
right?
Don't we? And in that TV programming is called what's called subliminal seduction.
Right.
There's a message that they're imparting for all the programs they're programming you with to program your subconscious.
Right. Because you have the world Health Organization, you got the World Bank Organization, and who are all these entities controlled by? You got the United Nations, although they may put a face on there that looks somewhat like remotely like ours, they're really not running. They're just the puppet figure. The United Nations, all these entities are ran by universal white race supremacy. And the outcome that they want will come out of these organizations, okay? So Yom Suf is not being hateful. I'm just being realistic. I'm just telling the truth. I'm not lying to myself. I'm not lying to you. I'm not going to lie to myself. And I'm not going to lie to you. I call it like I see it. That's why this show is called The Real Talk for Real People Show. A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in regards to relationships, how those relationships should be with the Creator, how the relationship should be with one another, how the relationship should be with strangers, different nations. And that's telling everybody the truth and being truthful in regards to every entity. And I got to be truthful with no animosity or bitterness, but just truth. I'm obligated to tell the truth. I'm an enemy of lies. I'm an enemy of wickedness. I'm an enemy of unrighteousness. I ain't got no problem with that. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So be prepared to be like Elijah on a run, ducking and hiding in caves.
I keep a bag packed. I keep a passport, Cartrell, in a bag packed. All right.
Real talk. That's real talk. Be prepared, bro. Have that backpack ready, because you're enemy of the state, enemy of the people, because they do not want to hear the truth.
No.
Very few on the earth want to hear the truth of Yah. So we know that Yah protects us. He shields us because we his servants.
Exactly. If he tells me to bust a move anytime, any place, and I have, I'm going to bust a move. If Yah said bust a move, I'm going to bust a move. I ain't going to be crying about it. I'm going to bust a move. And that's dead on that.
Yes. It's funny how the prophet Elijah just pops up.
Exactly.
Or Ahab.
Exactly.
Ahab, we're looking for him, couldn't find him.
He
anytime
popped up.
Ahab, think Ahab does something wrong. Mm-hmm. Elijah pops right up on him.
Pop up on him. Yeah, I got some for you. Yeah,
my enemy.
I got, will you? Yeah, my enemy. Yeah. I got a little something for you. Y'all told me to give you this package. Mm-hmm. We can
and the king was powerless to do anything against the prophet Elijah, wasn't he?
Couldn't do anything.
There you go.
Couldn't do anything.
You had to hear the truth.
Right?
No matter what.
And if you're on team, y'all, people are powerless to do anything to you if y'all don't want them to do it to you. Okay?
Right.
They're powerless to do anything to you if y'all don't want them to do it to you.
No matter how powerful they are.
Exactly. And so you ain't got to get all full of hatred and be vindictive and spew all this hatred. You ain't got to do none of that. It's not necessary. Matter of fact, it's uncalled for. Because you're not speaking for yourself. You're speaking for the God of Abraham. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, ambassador, not only in speech, but in your actions also. Or you should be. All right, Cartrell, my brother and friend, we've wasted some minutes, but we had minutes to waste. But Cartrell's going to take us in another segment of our studies, because we need this, in the book of Psalms.
In the 12th chapter of the book of Psalms, another psalm of our King David. And he's going to let us know the difference between the power of man and the power of the Most High.
Amen.
We give thanks and praise to the Most High Yah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for our King David and the wisdom that he imparted in him that he would leave behind that we could even get wisdom from. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Help Yah, for the godly man ceases. How many men of God are there in the earth today? Probably can't be counted on your hand and feet. For the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. Everybody doing their own thing, right? Ain't nobody talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
They speak idly, everyone with his neighbor. We talking about, is Kobe better than LeBron James? Or is Muhammad Ali better than Joe Frazier? Idle stuff. With flattering lips and a double heart, they speak. Yeah, everybody trying to get over, right? Everybody trying to get an angle. May Yah cut off all flattering lips and a tongue that speaks proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. With our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? I sound like the Republican Party. Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
These congressmen and statesmen, they say great things. And they don't think they have to pay for the things that they say and do. Yah holds you to your word.
Right?
He said, may y'all cut off all flattering lips and a tongue that speaks proud things. Proud boys and gay pride, and y'all get here with your proud self, who have said, with our tongue, we will prevail. Well, y'all got something to say about that. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, says Yah. And there's plenty of that going on, oppressing the poor, and we tired of this oppression, Yah. So you hear outside. Yah say, I hear it. He said, I'm going to arise. And I will set him in safety for which he yearns, those who are needy, those who are oppressed. If you know Yah, he's going to protect you. If you're on the oppressor side, you better start running now. The words of Yah are pure words, and all of our words should be pure because Yah's words are pure. Yah used words to create the heavens and the earth and everything there is in them with his words. Like silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Yah. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. And we see utter vileness being promoted among the sons of men. We in that time. The wicked are prowling on every side. They got cameras everywhere. They watching you, but Yah's watching them.
Amen.
Yah keeps his word forever from generation to generation. Yah doesn't change. So he's the same as he was back then with our King, King David, as he is today. That's why we got the air to breathe. We got four seasons, the sun and the moon. They still rise and shine. Yeah. The
Amen.
Earth is still good. Praise Yah. We give thanks to him. And it's a day for giving thanks. So I'm going to give my thanks and praise to Yah for life, for health, for strength, for the protection of my family, keeping plague and pestilence away from my house. And I pray that he continues to strengthen his servant Israel, our nation, that we even draw ourselves closer to him, that he can get his glory, and that he can straighten out this creation, because there is vileness that's being exalted among the sons of men every day.
Exactly. Amen. And I'd like to thank Yah also for keeping the plague away from my house, because my sister didn't pass from COVID-19, from my understanding. She had some cancer as a result of personal issues. It wasn't for COVID-19, so Yah did keep the plague away, and it still is keeping the plague away from my family, and I'm grateful for that. For everything, for this show, and the opportunity to share with fellow students, so they can get outside the box, because you don't have anything in the box, so you have to think outside the box, because they haven't getting anything in the box, so helping them to think outside the box, because there's nothing in the box in the first place. They've led you to believe that there's something in the box when there's nothing in the box, okay? And to think outside that box and to be able to share with Cartrell and Aviar to provide these studies for you. And so you can get these benefits by virtue of your actions to Yah, and because of you having a quality relationship with him. And you can get a better relationship with one another, because there's requirements and relationships in regards to one another. And you can have a better relationship with other nations, because we are required to treat other nations fairly and justly, not like we're treated, because we've been in this situation before. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for seeing it through Yah's eyes instead of seeing it through the Pope's eyes. Seeing through your pastor's eyes, seeing through your preacher's eyes, who've been mistaught, miseducated, and misled in order to miseducate, mislead, and misteach you. So we're grateful for that opportunity. I suspect Cartrell is too. He thanked Yah for a lot of things, and I'm sure I can't speak for Cartrell. I never would speak for another brother or sister. But I suspect he appreciates the opportunity, as I appreciate the opportunity to be able to be fellow students, lead students in these studies. for the food that I eat, for clothes that I wear, for the water that I drink, for my peace of mind that when I lay down, I can sleep like a real baby, and for the opportunity to do good for people when I have the opportunity to do so. So, and changing me, not looking at myself through the eyes of myself, or not looking at myself through the eyes of my enemies, but looking at myself through the eyes of Yah, and having the opportunity to improve upon that, and realizing that we all sin. And so no one is better than anyone by virtue of their skin color, by virtue of what they got or don't have, and so on and so forth. And by understanding this and applying it in my personal life, and trying to help fellow students apply it in their own personal life. So I'm thankful for all those things. I'm thankful for Yah, and blessed be his name. Well, Katria, it's been a pleasure. I don't know if Abiyah has anything to say. If she does, we don't force people into conversation. Don't Abiyah, you ain't got nothing to say. Don't feel the force. Because we know you have something to say every now and then. But if you don't, that's cool. We still love you. But we love all the fellow students. We pray that you continue studying with us. It's been a blessing. You are a blessing. Study, as I said, the numbers in Japan are increasing at 14%. The numbers in Canada have increased. The numbers all over has increased because of people are talking. And people are talking, hey, man, there's two real guys out of the Western Hemisphere, and they keeping it real. They ain't coming on cussing, fussing, arguing, fighting with folk. They're just coming on and putting on down, putting on out to land it on the track. You know, they ain't looking for the debate with nobody. Just landing on the track. You like the soundtrack, that's good. If you don't, they going about their business. And we're appreciative for the international numbers increasing. Well, Katria, we have Abiyah. She has something to say. I guess she want to give her thanksgiving and praise to Yah before we get out of here, too. Abiyah, may the Most High bless you, sister. Your mic is hot.
Sister Abiyah, may the Most High bless you. Shalom.
Shalom. May the Most High bless you, two brothers, and may bless your family. You know I'm always going to praise Yah. That one, I'm going to do it every day, and then especially when you give me the opportunity to do it on here. Yes, indeed, I'm going to praise him. I'm thanking him for everything he's doing for me.
Amen.
My life is improving just by getting the word. Just hearing it broke down where I could understand it. Things have been happening to me. My eyes are open. I'm not talking about like we shut and close our eyes. I mean my eyes are open. My heart is much better. My thinking is improving. I'm seeing better, like I said, and I'm even hearing better. And that's even more amazing to me, considering the doctor said what the problems I have with my ears.
You look at Cottrell.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to throw an old Fifth Dimension song on it. She can see clearly now, the rain is gone. She can see all obstacles in her way. Go to the dark cloud that passed her by. Go to the bright, 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 sunny day. Praise God.
I think just say one more thing, just like y'all was talking about the prison and stuff that we're all in prison. Let me tell you something. You know, right where I'm living, and when they started doing it, now I've been here 35 years, and before they renovated this building, we never had cameras and all that stuff in this area. We did our own community watch. We did all that.
Right.
But since they renovated, and everybody was trying to fight against it. They got cameras on every single floor in our hallway and each corner, watching who come in and who go out. And they got cameras on the corner, big old cameras, just pointing at, like, rotate to watch who come in. And I'm saying, just like y'all said, we're in a big old prison. And this is even worse. And what was, when they renovated, they wanted to put the gates up. And we finally caught where they wouldn't put the gates, but they got everything else in here. Even to come in the door, you got to have a magnetic key so they can track who's coming and going. So I'm telling you, just like you said, we living in one big prison and everybody walking around thinking they're free. I'm fed up with that. Y'all done showed me so much, and y'all, with y'all brothers opening my eyes.
Right.
I don't even worry about it no more. I just go and come as I please, and
right.
I put my trust in y'all, and I don't have no worries. I live in peace, and I sleep with peace.
Well, you know, Abby, mm-hmm. I suspect once you say your prayers, as Cartrell and I often do, when we leave out, that you feel that, and you're living right, not only that you're taking advantage of the situation that the Most High provides for you, like King Darwood did, and like Cartrell and I did, you're taking advantage, but yet you have a key component, you're living righteous, and you have to live righteous. You can't be talking righteous, you got to live righteous, and you got to do righteous. You got to do righteous by one another, and I know that you do righteous by people. Cartrell, I know you do righteous by people. Right.
Just the way I talk, that's the way I try to live. They say, like, what's his name? Barry White said, practice what you preach.
Right.
Anything I say, I'm practicing. I'm doing it. Even trying my best to help others, listening to the word. And if I can explain the word, I'm going to pass the word on. Whoever I talk to, if they don't want to hear it, they don't have to hear it.
Keep
but
it
I know what I'm getting.
Keep it
so,
moving.
That's it. So, right. Like I said, I just praise y'all, and I thank y'all for y'all, too, and keep doing a good job. And
thank you.
Yeah. Have a safe
weekend. What we don't realize is that we have three dimensions, mental,
right.
physical, and spiritual, and
right.
most people are not nourished or healed spiritually.
I didn't mean to stop you, but when you said... But that's going to be another subject. That I'll talk to you about another time. I can't do it right now.
Yes, you can. Why not? Why you can't do it now? It's Sunday night. What you saying?
You know, it was an experience that I went through.
Okay. We all ears.
Just sitting peacefully and quietly.
Right.
Went to pray, lift my hands, I turn to the east, and I'm looking out at, I always say at my window, and look up to the sky, or put my hands out. And this warm feeling just came rushing through me. And I wasn't able to move or anything at that I don't know how long it took. But then finally the words just started pouring out my mouth. And after I finished, it seemed like I had no care in this world. It was nothing for me to worry about. I was just like something was lifted for me. And it reminded me of that dream that I told you, brothers, that I had. That the cloud came down on me, and as soon as it came down on me, it was lifted right back up off of me, and it told me, I fold the cloud up, and I put it in my pocket, and it because it told me I had to show you and Brother Contrier that cloud. So, and then with that, it had 444 with rainbow colors around it. So, and it was like the same peace I felt today when I couldn't do nothing but let the word just pour out, and I just felt everything was lifted off of me again, once again. So all I could do is just say, praise God. That's why I said, I'm at peace. And I just feel that way. I feel love. And like the word came at me, I am love. I am love. And I know that by Yah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's really what
I had to say.
Well, that's good. You said a mouthful, and I'm going to tell you something. I know Cartrell, I know personally you don't want for anything. I know Cartrell doesn't want for anything. Because he knows for a fact. He have true friends like you and I got his back. I don't want for anything. Because I know I needed something, but I don't need anything. I could call Katria. I'm sure he would give me the shirt off the back. I could call you Abby. I keep your shirt on. You're a woman. But no, we are put into association with good men and good women. Not only us, but Cottrell and I, our relationship with the United Nations of Israel. We are in association with good brothers and sisters. So we have backups. And see, you got to have backups. And you got to interact with one another. Just simply being on Foodbook is not enough. I mean, people, I put stuff on Foodbook, but I have a life. I have a life that involves my brothers and sisters, involves me exercising, doing righteousness and good to people, even strangers, different nations. And so, you know, you have to exercise what you're doing. And what you showed me, you showed us, you showed Cartrell and I, an exercise in your faith. You have to apply it and exercise it to see the outcome of it. And you can talk about it in theory all day long, but until you utilize it, it's just theory. And the Most High, it's more than just theory, more than just a historical story of himself, a nation, and strength. We're all connected together, or should be. The truth be told, the nation should have led all nations. We dropped the ball. We were interconnected with all nations. We had to get rid of some nations because they weren't right. They were crooked than a dog's hind leg. So they had to be get out of it. But that being said, we're supposed to have been the leading example for all nations. But we dropped the ball. And we're supposed to interact with those nations. And we're supposed to interact with Yah. We're supposed to interact with one another. And it's supposed to have been a constructive and positive interaction. And we've lost the fundamentals. And basically, what Cartrell and I are doing, are attempting to do, is getting people back to the basics, getting people back to the fundamentals. And in doing so, we're providing them in their studies a whole lot of information that they would never been privy to. They've been here 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years and never been exposed to the information that we're providing.
Oh, believe me, I'm one of them. You know that? But look where the way I came from, believing in Jesus Christ, to where I'm at. Oh, please, you know I know, brother. Now, it's all amazing to me. It's not what I feel. It's just like you said, my actions,
right,
my whole demeanor, and everything has changed.
Mind you, Cottrell. Well, see, unbeknownst to Cottrell, in you, because of the interaction together, Cottrell has helped me change my demeanor, how it comes across on the show, in relationships, and so on and so forth. You've helped that. See, we need each other in order to help each other. One woman or one man can't do it by themselves. You have to interact with each other to get the best out of it, and they bring the best out of you. There's a saying, iron sharpens iron. It brings the best out of each other. Cartrell brings the best out of me. I suspect I bring the best out of him. You bring the best out of me. I suspect that I bring the best out of you. It's not saying we're perfect, but we need one another. We need this interconnection. It's all about relationship, and we say it on the show.
Yes, indeed, I agree. And
exactly.
I know, like I said, y'all had to reconnect us. Like I said in the beginning, don't put Facebook ain't all that bad, because if it was all that bad, I wouldn't have met you or Brother Pastor. I wouldn't know the look that I know today. So y'all sure know working
Praise
in mysterious ways, and I'm so grateful for that.
Praise y'all. Praise y'all. Well, Aviyah, Cartrell, and I, we finna get ready to get out. Cartrell, do you have any response to what Aviyah had just said?
I'm just here to serve the Most High and his people. And I'm so glad that I had that kind of effect on Sister Aviyah, because our people need this. You know, we've been taught so many lies for years and years and years and years, and we continue to be taught lies. And you take a crystal clear look at what the Most High is saying. it does relieve a lot of the burden and the weight that we feel in this captivity. Because when you can see the truth, trust me, stress leaves you. When you know what y'all saying compared to what we've been taught, it's like, wow, it's like night and day.
It is. It is. Well, Abby, y'all. Well, Katria, I'm appreciative of both of y'all. And I suspect that the fellow students are appreciative of y'all. And may the Most High bless both of you and your families. Well,
you as well.
Thank you, sir. Well, Abby, y'all, Cottrell, I suspect these folk don't know where they're going. But this for a fact, they finna get ready to get out of here. We've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show that is designed about relationships. All about relationships. Quality relationship, constructive, positive relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, with one another, and with strangers, meaning different nations. It's all about the fundamentals. If you're able to do the fundamentals, if you're able to do the easy things, it builds upon helping you to do the hard things. We love you. May the Most High bless you. And shalom, and good night.
family. In the family, the father is like the head, the leader, the director. Not domineering, but showing love, guidance for everyone else in the family. As we could get all the fathers of the world to stand up and be fathers, that would be great. Then we have mothers, who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely gonna be alright. Then we have the daughter, watching her mother. Because sooner or later, she's gonna be a mother. And she'll have her own son and daughter. Stop there with the family of yours or mine. It's a universal family under one divine purpose and one divine father. That is, we all come together no matter what color, race, creed, because that's all in the head, whether you want to believe it or not. Cause you'll bleed.